Okay, it's recording.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, folks. Here's my son, Jesse. Jesse is terrific. Did I really say that?
Yes, Mom, I'm afraid you really did. Hey, everybody, it's me, Jesse Perry, fun-loving depressive, welcoming you to another episode of Jesse is Terrific. We have another episode filled with gaiety, jackassery, buffoonery, and hope. First of all, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. The ratings are in from Nielsen's podcast division, and I am officially the host of the most successful podcast from a former Nashville comic that no longer performs and owns a home within Davidson County. Booyah! I can only imagine how much ratings are going to grow after Kentucky gets electricity. Hit it! Plus, to make things even more amazing, there is a guy in England that likes me.
Jesse, you are so.
Okay, maybe like is pushing it, but make no mistake, I know a guy in Europe! Booyah! Now, since my fame and fortune continues to grow, I figured you, the common podcast listener who's probably at home on your dirt farm, listening to my podcast through a solo cup, taped to a computer made of hay, would like to know more about me and my super famous friends. Therefore, it's time for a new segment. Jesse checks his voicemail. Do we have a theme song on that?
Ooh, Jesse. Ooh, Jesse, you got a phone call. So do me a favor and check your fucking voicemail.
Ooh, I like that. I think the echo makes it. Well, let's check the voicemail, see what my famous friends are doing. My first one here is, oh, this is great. This is my old buddy, very funny comic, Mr. Dan Whitehurst. Let's see what old Dan has to say.
I went to a traveling minstrel show. It wasn't the best show I'd ever seen, but I guess it could have been worse. They could have been pregnant.
Ah, yes, Dan. Here's the weird thing about that voicemail. Dan leaves me the same message 3 times a day, every day. He's done it for 7 years. Love, Dan. Check Dan out at danwhitehurst.net. Now, let's see who else we got. Oh, now, this is exciting. This is a good friend of mine, a comic from Russia named Yakov Bradoff. And every week, you know, he's trying to make his big break here in America, so he'll send me some of his English lessons. Let's see what he had to say.
Please. Thank you. Happy. Me happy. LOL cat. Tears. Anunsen. Why? What? Who? Okay. All right. All right, buddy. Bass guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Good job, Yakov. Sounds like he is doing great. We're hoping to have him here at a comedy show here in Nashville real soon. He is one funny commie. Now, let's see this voicemail. I don't know who this is from. Let's go ahead and play it.
Jesse, I'm just calling your podcast to tell you that you're going to be a daddy. Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of puppies, because that night we fuck.
Oh, my
Remember
God.
We fuck like men. Bye.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I have no idea who that was. It was probably one of my groupies trying to blackmail me. You're not famous. You don't know what that's like. Well, I do. There's only one thing that I can do. Where's the phone? All right, here we go. Hello, operator? Get me the media. Welcome to News Bucket 27. I'm Chet Fucker. Local blogcaster and irritating cut-up Jesse Perry has organized a press conference to address charges of scandal. We take you there live. Thank you all very much for being here today. I just do have a brief opening statement, then I'll gladly take your questions. I just want to say that the charges from this extortionist are not true. I have not had sex in 5 years. You can ask my wife. Hit it!
Okay, I will now take your questions. Yes, you, sir?
Mr. Perry, is it true that you called this press conference just so you could make that shitty, hacky joke?
I can neither confirm nor deny nor acknowledge what you just said. Are there any other questions?
Yes, Mr. Perry, what did the caller mean when she said that the two of you fucked like men?
That part confused me, too. I thought she may have been referring to doggy style, but yeah, that kind of freaked me out. Are there any other questions?
Yes, Mr. Perry, is this the only sketch you're going to do on this episode, or are you doing something after this?
I am not sure at this time. We'll just have to wait and see. Got any other questions?
Yes, Mr. Perry, how come all of the reporters sound exactly like you?
That's it. This press conference is over. Thank you very much.
Goodbye, everybody.
So there you have it. Some guy did or didn't do a thing. Whatever. For NewsBucket 27, I'm Chet Fucker.
Hello, I'm beloved voiceover performer Ryan Williams, here to remind you that the world is full of violence and hatred, but Jesse is terrific.
Robert Osborne. Tonight on Turner Classic Movies, we have a special treat for you. A long-lost film starring the king himself, Elvis Presley. Hours before his tragic death on the toilet, Elvis filmed his final starring role. The film serves as both a light-hearted romp attempting to bring back beach movies from the 60s, as well as a document of the final tragic hours of an entertainment icon. Filmed in early August of 1977, here's Fat Guy Van Party.
A good time party is well within reach. Hop in my van for some fun and thrills. I got some beer and a shitload of pills. Oh yeah, Fat Guy Van Party. Yeah, we're having more fun than you can stand. Right in the back of my shitty ass van.
Frisbee on the beach.
Nah, screw that, babe. Let's stay inside and do it.
Come on, silly. It'll be fun.
Okay, babe. Go along, babe. Go along.
Tommy, that went right over my head. Why did you throw it so far?
I'm a dick, babe.
Here it is. Found it. Wait. Are you... Elvis?
Yeah.
What are you doing in that crappy van?
You know, just doing what I do, baby. Just traveling around, having a big party. God, it's hot.
Yo, babe, where's the frizz?
Hey, Tommy, I was just talking to Elvis.
Whoa, dude, he looks like hell.
Hey, screw you, man. Come on.
Tommy, stop being mean. Elvis is a legend.
That's all well and good, babe, but I'm pretty sure this old dude's gonna be dead in about 24 hours. So come on, babe, let's go, man. Come on, let's go.
Ow, Tommy, you're hurting me.
Hey there. Get your hands off the lady.
Get away from me, you jerk! I'm going to hop in the van with Elvis.
Sure, babe. Whatever you say, I'll leave you alone. Hope you know CPR. Later, old dude.
Hey, you take a hike, youngin. Come on, little lady. Hop in my van.
Jesus. What's that smell?
Oh, just the usual. Fudge and some feces. Hey, you want some pills?
God, look at all of these pills. Why are you sweating? Why is your jumpsuit dirty and yellow?
Look, baby, if I wanted to hang out with a critic, I would have parked my van in front of Rolling Stone. Anyway, you want to hear a song or something? All right, hit the music. Are you horny right now? Would you like to fool around? I got some beer and a shitload of pills. Hand me three of those. We could look at the stars, and you could ignore my farts, and then you'll have sex with a fat, creepy guy in a van. Darling, you're sexier than a Cincinnati pineapple. I'm not 100% sure what that means, but God, it's hot. Here, cut the music, man. I'm just tired.
That was beautiful, Elvis. I hope this night never ends. I hope this night lasts forever.
Baby, don't you worry. This night's gonna be going on as long as I can sit up. Oh, my chest.
Elvis? Elvis?
Cut!
Elvis? No! No! Oh, God, get me out of this fucking van! Get me out of here!
Hey, everybody, I'm at the beach. A good time party is well within reach. Hop in my van for some fun and thrills. I got some beer and a shitload of pills, oh yeah. Fat guy, van partner. Yeah, we're having more fun than you can stand. Right in the back of my shitty ass van.
Wasn't that something? I neglected to mention earlier that the movie also wasn't released because it was only 5 minutes long. I'm Robert Osborne for Turner Classic Movies. And thus ends another delightful episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Want to give a big shout out to the very funny Kendra Corey, who was kind enough to record some stuff for me for that Elvis sketch. Please check her out at funnykendra.com or on Twitter at Twitter/funnykendra. I also want to thank the great Billy Wayne Davis for his stunning role as a sexy lady who blackmailed me. You can check him out at Billy Wayne Davis if you're on the Twitter. And if you're in Nashville this week on Thursday, please come to the basement for his CD recording. This part will be dated in like a day. And also want to thank Yakov Bradoff for his Americans column, Brad Edwards, who you can find at Twitter under Brad. And if you can't spell that, you're probably a recent high school graduate. Have a great day, everybody.
Jesse is terrific.
Hi-oh! Booyah!